cash right now.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, you're ready.
Okay. While we eat, if it pleasures you, we will continue off with our agenda on item two. Discussion and possible action on audit requirements in Texas Administrative Code, Title 30, Part 1, Chapter 292, Subpart B, Rule 292.13, parentheses 6, parentheses capital A by Don Hobbs.
Repeat that, please.
One shot.
I won't repeat it.
All you get is one shot at it.
Okay. I'll give you a quick background on this, and you've already described the code that's referred to, but under that code, there is a requirement for entities like the Brazos River Authority and other public entities too, to have an independent, what they refer to in the code as an independent management audit, be conducted every 5 years. And an independent management audit would be different than our financial audit that we, of course, do every year that are on our financial statements. An independent management audit would be more of an operational type audit. In fact, it's somewhat undefined as exactly what it would be, and that would be determined by the entity and the auditor or whoever would be doing that. But what we did back in 2003 was, in there is an exception or alternative to hiring someone to do that. If you have an internal audit department, you hire and staff an internal auditor or a department, you can exempt yourself from that requirement. They assume that the internal audit department does some of those functions and provides reports to the governing entity and things like that. So we hired an internal, began hiring an in-house internal auditor back in 2003. Since then, we have continued to have an internal audit function to that point. We've had four different auditors during that period of time, as you all know. And we are now looking at, and that's why we're bringing this item, as an alternate way to look at this. And due to the fact that the challenges, and you read it in your material, to some extent, of finding a qualified internal auditor and retaining them and doing those type of things, and also the economics of it, that it's fairly costly to have an in-house internal auditor with the compensation benefits and things. And we believe a better alternative now would be to go out to a third party and hire a third party auditing firm to come in and do this independent management audit as required by this statute once every 5 years. And so that is the recommendation that we're bringing at this point to the committee for you all's consideration and discussion.
John, who is the enforcer behind this?
Marley, who would be, do you know, I mean, the code that would
be? Is it
PC? PCQ, I believe, would be.
We have to go back. You know, if you'll notice, if you look at the statute, the general provision, or the rule, I guess you call it, the general provision contemplates external coming in. And so back in, was it 07 or 08 when we changed, did you all not, John, correct me if I'm wrong, you had to basically send a letter to TSEC and request permission, can we use the alternative?
That's correct.
Notify them of your plan to do that. So this is kind of going back toward what the general rule is, but it is under the auspices of TSEC.
That is correct. We received a letter back in 03 when we hired the first internal auditor that we got a letter from TCEQ that clarified and that we were exempted now from the 5-year management audit that it requires. So that's a question.
Do you think in this current time frame, when there's lots of external critical voices, that having an outside auditor that provides some level of protection and safety and insulation?
Yeah. We do, and that's one reason we bring it. We believe that the independence of an external auditor will actually be more beneficial to us.
And finally, I'd like to make a couple of comments too, John, in the committee. We, just being involved with the internal audit process and familiar with our processes, in my experience in banking, we have found great value in going to an outsider versus having a staffed insider. For a number of reasons. Economically is one, but you're putting so much of your process at risk when you have one person. And over time, that can be good, rarely, but often they become part of the family and friends, and they sometimes can lose focus. And so this has been going on in our industry as well, where we are hiring outsiders to come in regularly and do the work. They have a focused effort on it. They're independent, and they write the reports to the board, to the CEO. In this case, the management audit would be submitted to the executive director. Unlike the internal audit reports to go to the board, but Bill or the executive director would likely share those with the board or the committee either way. I think it's important for us to go this route because it's a tough world out there right now in audit because there's a lot of audit going on all over our entities, all of them, and I think there's plenty of firms that do this well and they can assist us. I think this committee could maybe make some modifications later if we felt like we needed it. In other words, do it every 2 or 3 years versus every 5 years. That would always be under the scope of our committee if we wanted to do it. But I certainly think this would be a good move for us to do this and fulfill it under the, I'd start out with the least amount of burden to management because we do have a lot of other audits going on and we're well run and we've got a lot of confidence in what we're doing. So with the full disclosure, if anybody wants to know anything, they can. I think we've got a well-run organization. Not to say, this is just good management to have someone come in and look at your processes and make sure there's not any discrepancies that to assist. So I'd be strongly for it, going to the outside and doing this.
From a practical view, we've had 32nd history. The person we hired was a bureaucrat and was interested in not doing the things, didn't do anything bad, didn't do anything good. The second one we hired had some personal problems, some severe personal problems. He was a great auditor, though, absolutely a great auditor. The third one was the one that we went through with the issue with the mold. The fourth one, and so my counselor's worried about us talking too much. But long story short is, getting people here to Waco, unless they have parents here, aging parents here, unless they graduate later, is very difficult. It's a very difficult task. And then we got in a situation where it was difficult to. The last one that didn't stay very long was difficult to understand. We didn't have the same philosophy. And so the chairman. I agree with that. But once we hired her, it didn't work out very well. And so I think this is the cleanest. I think it satisfies the intent of the law. And I think it gives you guys, the board, a good clean option of what we're doing. I think we are the audited capital of the world right now. We've had 3 simultaneous audits going on in the last 6 months. So bringing in somebody outside doesn't bother me. Come on down. We're here to things.
Yeah, it's been a real challenge. And it's been a challenge for a lot of entities to get qualified. So they're just going out and hire the firm and the firm does it, they schedule it, and you suffer through it, and you're done.
That's right. And just real quickly, how the process, or at least I'd envision this process to work, would be that we would put an RFP out for this type of service, of course, and receive the responses. We would probably have an internal group to evaluate the RFP. We would ultimately bring, I believe, the finalists, perhaps. I mean, it's up to what you all would want to do, really. I don't mean you speaking for you all. It's how you'd want to do it, but we would do whatever process, but I'm guessing they would be selected, whoever would be selected by this committee. And then you'd begin the process of that you send the write-up, sort of the process. They do an overall, whoever selected comes in and does an overall risk assessment, again, working with you all. And that'd be their first step, is to say, well, what do we need to audit? What are the areas that seem to have the most interest to be the most appropriate? And they'd work with you all to develop the audit plan.
That gives you all the oversight. That right. Gives you all the input. It gives you all, whenever they get through, it says, here's what the board or the council of committee wanted, committee, yes. And so it's not me over here pointing right. Strings, which we get accused of all the time, that y'all aren't involved in the operation, which we thoroughly, totally deny. You are the people who pull the strings. So, anyway, I agree with the chairman. I think we ought to go this way.
Do you have a resolution? Do we read that now?
Do have a resolution, yes, sir.
Unless there's any other questions.
I'd just like to comment. Based on what's been discussed here this morning and our own history, it seems like almost a no-brainer, especially these days, Mr. Chairman, that it can add an extra extra layer of insurance in terms of ensuring our independence and our transparency and our perception from the outside. All of those things, and it gives us the opportunity to be consistent year after year after year after year if we just establish that. Yeah. And so it just seems to me to be the way we
are. Very good. Resolution, please.
Don't bring it up, go ahead.
Be it hereby resolved that the Administration and Audit Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby instructs the General Manager / CEO to comply with the provisions of the Texas Administrative Code Title 30, Part 1, Chapter 292, Subchapter B, Rule 292.13, in parentheses 6, in parentheses A, by conducting an independent management audit every 5 years and submitting it to the applicable agency, and be it further resolved that the Board of Directors shall approve the selection of the audit firm designated to perform the independent management audit.
I have one comment. It leaves this open-ended as to time frames. So should we nail that down here, or what is the intent of us in this respect? Within the next 12 months?
Yes.
That'd be what I would
now,
recommend.
Will this become an action item in 3 weeks?
Yes.
So, but I guess when we're giving this to the board, that we would do it with the intent that there would be the initial one would be done within 12 months.
Yes.
If that sounds reasonable.
First step, go out and select the firm that you all would select, and then their work plan would begin shortly thereafter they're selected and stuff, and then as far as beginning their audit.
The way it's written, y'all will wait until 4 years and 9 months.
Well, you're exactly right. It doesn't say. Well, that would not be our intent.
I know.
We would do it as soon as practical.
As much as you've been audited? That,
well, see, that's an interesting question. It's like, well, when would it be required? Because yes. It's only required once. Does that mean we do it right now? That's a fair question. Yeah. About.
I think we're 2 years into this last year. We still have time to comply with the 5 years.
I think you're right.
Sure.
There was some discussion at one point of trying to sync it on the 5-year cycles, like 2015. So
that's a good idea. Sometime next year. We'll say by the end of next year then.
You said the board has to approve whoever they select.
Yes, the board will approve this resolution too, which is just the change in approach. As far as going to an external audit. And then we will bring back to this committee and to the board, and this committee will be involved in the selection, I think, the very firm, much like we're doing today with this other thing, and would be involved and would make a recommendation to the board as to who you'd select, just like you do for Paget Strademan, our external auditor. We go through the same process.
Very good. Okay, you've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved. So that will be amended to reflect the time that we initiated.
Will management decide how they want to do that between now and the board?
Oh, okay. With that.
We understand your direction, and we'll do it in that direction, so.
Okay, please poll the committee.
Chairman Dennis?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.